Our friends in the Eastern Catholic Church have a glorious greeting during this Christmas season. Instead of saying Merry Christmas, as is our custom, the way they greet someone at this time of year is to say in old Slavonic, Christos rozdayetsya. And the other person knows to respond immediately, Slavitioho. Now, if we were to do that in English, the first person would say, Christ is born. And the other person responds, let us adore him. And here we have the mission statement of the Magi. Christos rozdayetsya, slavitioho. Christ is born. Let us adore him. The Magi from the East want to find the newborn king of the Jews for one purpose, to adore him. The Magi directly say, Vidimus enim stellum in Oriente, for we have seen his star in the East. Et venimus adorare eum. And we have come to adore him. The purpose of the Magi's visit is to adore Jesus. They don't come because they're fascinated with stars. They don't come because they have a surplus of gold. They don't come to burn frankincense. They don't come to sign a peace treaty with the newborn Prince of Peace. They come for one purpose and one purpose only, to adore Jesus. When the Magi finally find the child Jesus with Mary, his mother, the Bible says, et procedentes adorarverunt eum, and falling down, you could say prostrating, adoraverunt eum, and they adored him. For over 1700 years, during the reading of the gospel for the Mass of the Solemnity of the Epiphany, the priest genuflected at the very words in the gospel as he was saying the words, et procedentes adoraverunt eum, he genuflected and falling down, they adored him. The Magi come to adore the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. Just take a look at the figure of the Magi in the manger scene. His crown is off his head, and he's on his knees giving homage to Jesus. Just look at Mary in the manger. Notice that we don't find Mary in a rocking chair, just rocking baby Jesus to sleep in her arms. No, she's down on her knees, adoring Jesus. The Magi are the beginning of a whole host of characters in St. Matthew's Gospel who get down on their knees to adore Jesus. Let's just take a look. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 8, verses 2 to 3, a leper approached Jesus and adoring said, Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean. And Jesus says, I do will it. Be clean. Once upon a time, a synagogue leader in Matthew 9, verse 18, came up to Jesus, did him homage, and said, my daughter has just died. Come, lay your hand on her. Then there was the Canaanite woman in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 15, verses 25 to 28, whose daughter was tormented by a demon. She came up to Jesus, did him homage, saying, Lord, help me. Then there was the father. In Matthew 17, verse 14, whose son was possessed by a demon, the Bible says, the man came up to Jesus, fell at his feet, did him homage, and said, take pity on my son? And who could forget the mother of the sons of Zebedee in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 20, verses 20 to 23? She repeated this rubric of homage when she approached Jesus with her two sons, fell down at his feet, adored him, and asked if her sons could sit at his right and his left. And after the resurrection, when the risen Lord suddenly appeared to Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, the women in turn took hold of the feet of Jesus and fell down in homage. Okay, you can see a pattern here. It's pretty clear. From the beginning to the end of Matthew's Gospel, from the Magi to the Magdalene, everyone gets down on their knees to adore Jesus. I don't find any instances in the Gospel where they do a slight little barely noticeable head bow. Little head bow. I don't see that anywhere. All I see is person after person after person who gets down on their knees and adores Jesus. The irony is that with all these people down on their knees, the Jews are not. The Jews know exactly where the newborn king of the Jews is to be born. They're asked, where is he to be born? And they don't have to think about it. They go, well, in Bethlehem of Judea. It says right here in Isaiah such and such passage, in Bethlehem of Judea, there will come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. They get the answer right. They can get their holy card from Sister Mary Amabilis for getting the answer correct. But they do not get their miraculous medal from Sister Mary Hildegundis, because they fail to fall down and worship Jesus. Herod pretends to want to adore Jesus. He says, oh, go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and adore him. Wink, wink. We know better. Herod doesn't want to adore. He wants to kill. It's interesting, isn't it? We either adore Jesus or we destroy him. There's no in-between. There's no other option. Either we get down on our knees and adore Jesus, or we get rid of him and get him out of our life. To adore Jesus. This is the primary action of the Epiphany. It's the primary act of our lives. To adore Jesus. We sang in our responsorial psalm today, Lord, every nation on earth will adore you. It's a beautiful line from the response that we sang, Psalm 72. Lord, every nation on earth will adore you. Really? Here we are in the year of our Lord and Savior, 2017, and yet not every nation on earth adores Jesus. But they will. They will. Someday. And they must. For the Bible says that at the name of Jesus, every knee must bend in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. Even the devil and his fallen angels, although they hate it, although they can't stand it, when the name of Jesus is mentioned, they must get down on their knees. Yes, Lord, every nation and person on earth will adore you. Let's not do it by force. Let's do it willingly. Let's do it joyfully. Let's do it lovingly with all of our hearts, minds, souls, and strengths. Let's adore Jesus because we want to. Sometimes people will say to me, "Father, I don't get anything out of going to Mass." And I say, "Really? The Lord has spoken His word to you, which the Bible says is sweeter than honey and more precious than gold? Really? The Lord wants to feed you with His body, blood, soul, and divinity if you're properly disposed and in the state of grace? But you don't get anything out of going to Mass?" Perhaps, I say, the reason that you don't get anything out of going to Mass is simply because you've forgotten that the reason for coming to Mass is the reason the Magi made a journey to Bethlehem. You know, they made that journey selflessly. They were looking to get nothing out of it. All they wanted to do was adore Jesus. That's why we go to Mass, not to get anything out of it, but to put something into it. The purpose of Mass is to do Him homage, to fall down on our knees and adore the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The Magi remind us why we've come from near and far to this church this morning to adore the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. Our familiar Christmas song echoes in our hearts. Venite adoremus, venite adoremus, venite adoremus Domino. Come, let us adore the Lord. Or maybe you have that other song in your head, like I do. Tantum ergo sacramentum, venere morcer nui. Ergo, therefore, tantum sacramentum, to so great a sacrament, venere mor, we venerate, cer nui, a cool Latin word that means with our faces to the ground. Yes, indeed, Christ is born for us. Like the Magi, let us fall down with our faces to the ground and adore Him. Christos rozdayetsya. Slavitia ho.